Voting for this resolution is not leadership. It's criticism. Criticism without the courage of offering real solutions. Mr. President, while this resolution may be toothless by force of law, its symbolism is dangerous. Voting to condemn the President's plan is a vote of no confidence in the mission that we have told our troops to fight and die for. If my colleagues do not support sending reinforcements to Iraq, they should introduce legislation blocking that action. While I believe this is short-sighted and wrong, it would at least be genuine leadership. My hope is that we will stop trying to second-guess past decisions in order to lay blame, and instead remember that we are locked in a struggle much larger than Iraq. It is a struggle of security, hope, and freedom versus hate, despair, and fear. And the battlefield is the entire world. We must understand the stakes and demonstrate real leadership. This is not the president's war, it is freedom's war, and we all share the responsibility for the outcome. There is only one policy worthy of the blood and sweat of our troops. It's a policy that completes our mission with dignity, honor, and victory.